frustrated. Like, just as a game, I was just more mentally frustrated because of myself. I knew I had to pick things up. And I know that our team started off slow yet again. So it was my fault yet again. So we gotta pick that up. And it's my job to do that.
Jameis, on that one pass that you threw for a touchdown down on the right hand corner of the end zone, did you call that play to coach? It was like third down. I think it was 12 yards.
The one was to Rashad?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, me and Coach Fitz was on the same page right now.
He was actually, I saw you coming off, and basically you're telling him this is what I want. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The same page.
Yeah.
I know you're not happy with your overall play, but could you talk about that, the play before the half and how that unfolded?
I mean, when you got players like that around you, like Kenny Shaw, Rashad, KB, Nick O'Leary, I mean, Christian Green, and you got a good offensive line like that, I mean, I actually held the ball too long, and that's why they almost sacked me. So, I mean, it was a great play. And, I mean, I just thank God because it looked like a miracle, but, I mean, we do that at practice all the time.
Kenny said he was surprised by your strength almost, that you were able to throw off two defenders like that before you got the pass off.
Kenny is probably just talking. I mean, he just went and made a great play. I mean, he knew he was going to get the ball. He told me before we came in, I knew he was going to throw it to me because we wanted to make a big play. We harp on scoring before the end of the half, and we did it yet again.
How big of a momentum shift was that? Because you guys have done that the last couple games, got one in quick before the end of the half. How much does that give you guys a boost going in?
I mean, that's big. That's one thing that Coach Fisher always talks about. Like, guys, we got to score before the half. Usually we get the ball back, so we go up two scores ahead of the other team. This time it was different, so it was critical for us to get that score. And even though I think our defense did stop them, and that was huge. That was huge.
So from the looks perspective, when you came in prepared for what you were preparing for, what surprised you when you got here?
What surprised me was they came in playing us man. And that just with our athletes and the linemen that we have, for them to just play man with us like that, I mean, I felt respected. I mean, they had a lot of pride, and they did it to the best.
Guys, just so you know, Cam's there. We got other guys coming here. So just make sure you divide your
time up between
the two.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you let the ball go, you knew that Kenny was going to come down with it. You felt pretty confident.
I knew he was going to. One on one, Kenny Shaw. One on one with any of my rivals. He was like, if I don't make a terrible throw, I know they're going to catch him.
I think with Rashad, this is his fifth straight game with a touchdown. Just so consistent for you. I know all your wide receivers are, but for him. Talk about how consistent he's been.
I mean, his individual accolades could be so much higher if we didn't have the type of guys that we had around us. I mean, he's so unselfish. I mean, he actually was a leader on the sideline because Rashad usually doesn't speak a lot, but he was so energetic. He was so, I mean, like, he had so many leadership qualities that I've never seen out of him before.
When you think about your performance today, had some good plays. What do you need to work on?
I got
to
get better at checking the ball down. That's one thing that EJ really was really good at. I mean, he's outstanding. That's why he's in the lead right now. He can check the ball down with the best. I mean, I got to get faster, make quicker decisions, and check the ball down and give it to my backs, get them out there on space.
Before your touchdown pass at the end of the half, you waved forward. What are you trying to signal there when you're throwing your hands forward?
I was like, let's bomb it. let's bomb this ball. I don't compare myself to EJ at all because I don't think that any quarterback is similar. I mean, we all have different parts of our game, but I really look up to EJ. I really do look up to EJ because he's such a great person. He did things that's so great that I know I got to work on. And by him having the years of experience, I think if I get some years of experience under my belt, I think one day ultimately I'll be just like him.
All right, thanks, son.